Damn it, Will, don't you know all the people that look up to you, man? You went out like a bitch over a bitch. This is why I say, fellas, never be in love with a woman. It's nothing wrong with a man loving a woman. But being in love, that's for the woman. The woman supposed to be in love with you, and you're supposed to love her. A man being in love will make him do crazy shit. See, logic, reason, you know, basic human decency go out the window when a man in love. This man was willing to throw it all away because he got in his feelings. Okay, you slapped the shit out of Chris Rock. You ruined your career. You ruined your legacy. You made an ass out of yourself. You were a terrible example for all the young people that look up to you. But here's the kicker. Jada still don't fucking respect you. And the internet making more fun of you than ever. So, this made everything literally worse. All the shit that's driving you crazy and bringing you all this turmoil, you made it 100 times worse by not being able to control your emotions. Jada Pinkett must got some good pussy. I kind of want to fuck now. She must got some really good pee. These ratchet rapper bitches gonna be dropping lines now. Yeah, your dick feel good when it's dipping in. Pussy so good it make Will smack Chris again. He laughed at the joke initially, but when he saw Jada face, he like, oh no, I can't let this slide. But she let August slide all in them guts. But you can't let a joke slide. Mentally respond, never emotionally react. Because emotionally reacting will have you in jail or dead. Or fucking up your 30-year career. Hey, but real talk, when I seen this, at first I thought it was fake because it was so unbelievable. But once I realized it was real, like after he start cussing and shit on national live TV, I'm like, oh yeah, this ain't a joke. This is real. This was the most shocking shit I've ever seen. It's up there with 9/11. Because when 9/11 happened, I was only like in 7th grade. I really didn't understand the full capacity of what was happening. And even then, like, attacks happen all the time around the world. So it's shocking, but it's not that shocking. You could fathom an attack happening like that on U.S. ground. You can fathom it. You didn't think it would happen, but you're like, eh, it's a possibility that might happen one day. I never thought in a million years I would ever be watching the Oscars. I mean, I wasn't watching it, but you get my point. And Will Smith would go on stage and smack the shit out of my favorite comedian, Chris Rock, and then strut back down with the George Jefferson strut, strut back down to his chair, continue on with the night, and still win the Oscar. I mean, literally nothing happened to him. He was going to after parties singing Getting Jiggy With It and everything. Like, literally nothing came of this. Now, we could talk about how bad this looks for black people. It looks really bad. Because all the races are like, yeah, see? Even the most upper echelon black people, they're just niggas at the end of the day. No, you're wrong. You're wrong. There's plenty of upstanding, classy, respectable black people who would never do something like this, but you're never going to hear about them in the news. You're never going to see them on World Star Hip Hop. You're never going to see them standing on a street corner when you're on your way to work. Millions of respectable black people in this country just remain in the shadows. They'll never get media coverage. So people just think they don't exist. But trust me, there's millions of black people who are better than most white people in this country. I know it sounds shocking, but yeah, they exist. But I'm going on a side rant. Anyway, back to this. Chris Rock handled it well. I hate to see my boy Chris Rock get slapped and embarrassed on national TV. He didn't deserve that. But my thing is, like, Jada don't even fucking like you, bro. And you willing to throw everything away for this bitch. She don't even like you. A G.I. Jane joke? That joke wasn't even that harsh. Your woman a strong black woman. She could have took it. You could have hollered at him at an after party or after the show or something. There's nothing wrong with defending your wife, but not like that. You got to control your emotions, man. So many people look up to you. Not even just black kids or black people. People around the world of all different nationalities from all different countries. You ruined your whole image forever. You ruined your legacy forever. Nobody can ever really see you as that clean-cut, motivational, nice guy anymore. All for a bitch that don't even really like you like that. That take every chance she get to embarrass you and humiliate you and talk down on you on her own show. What's really going to be fucked up is when she divorced you. And then she's going to talk about, you know, how angry you are, your anger issues, and that you're violent. She could push that narrative now because it's evidence. Then you get on stage and you crying, snot running down your nose, and now you apologetic, but you're not apologetic to Chris. You really need to divorce that woman. Go MGTOW, man. You got money, fame. You don't need her. I don't know. Let me know what you guys think below. Was it real? Was it fake? Should he divorce Jada? Should Chris Rock sue? Should Chris Rock press charges? I think something should happen to Will Smith. You shouldn't be able to just go assault Chris Rock on stage live and then just nothing happen. Let me know what repercussions you think Will should face for this. Yeah, Will Smith is not right upstairs, all because of a bitch. It sucks to see a man destroyed by a woman, like a man like him who worked so hard, so talented, was so respected, just lose his fucking mind, lose his sanity over a bitch. Some bald-headed bitch who don't even like him at that. Don't even respect him.